Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Welcome to students today to the Well One Connection podcast. And I have Jackson and Vanessa. You're both members of the REPS program and finishing rotations here at HRMC.
Correct.
Great. So if you'd just kind of introduce yourselves, maybe we'll start with you, Vanessa.
Sure. My name is Vanessa Torres, and I am a DW nursing student, and I'll be entering my last year in the nursing program at DW. I'm originally from Novato, California, so kind of close to San Francisco Bay Area, and I decided to do the REPS program just to see what rural healthcare is all about. Coming from a bigger area, I never experienced anything like rural healthcare before because there's always been specialized healthcare systems and you can kind of pick and choose where you want to go, but and so I just kind of wanted to see what rural healthcare was all about.
Great. And Jackson, how about you?
Yeah, so my name is Jackson Stoltenberg. I'm from Clear Lake, South Dakota. Doing PT school right now at USD, and I have about a year or two left in that. And main reason why I wanted to do the REPS program and kind of, especially in Huron, was I come from a small rural community in South Dakota, and Huron was a lot bigger to me, but was also still that rural feel and still that rural community and stuff too. So I wanted to see kind of how a bigger healthcare system such as HRMC kind of interacted with all of the different interdisciplinary healthcare fields and stuff too. So it's been fun.
Great. So when we say REPS, for those listening that might not know this, so it's Rural Experiences for Healthcare Profession Students.
Yes.
Right?
Correct. Okay. Yes. Yep. You got it.
All right. Awesome. So a great program that is a part of AHEC, which is Area Health Education Centers, yep. I believe,
yes.
of our area, of our state. And so kind of a special program that you can enter. So you talked a little bit about why you wanted to enter that. I'm a little curious why you're in the fields you're in. So why did you choose nursing? Why did you choose physical therapy?
Yeah, I can start. So growing up, played a lot of sports, had a lot of injuries, got to experience physical therapy kind of firsthand through high school sports and stuff like that, and just noticed how much a physical therapist can impact a person's life and also like the community around. So physical therapy, you're typically seeing a patient many times throughout the week for a long period of time. You really get to be a part of that person's life. And I just really liked the unique aspect that a physical therapy had to offer, as well as the community outreach that they're able to do and work with other people too. I really like activity and being on my feet, so physical therapy just kind of felt like the thing to do for me. So,
I chose nursing just because I have always just really enjoyed helping others, and I did a lot of volunteer work in high school in different countries, and I have always also been intrigued into the medical field, and I have a couple other cousins that have gone into nursing, and I had my grandma and uncle get sick, and just seeing how their nurses kind of impacted them and were there for them along their journey, I think really inspired me. So
amazing. So here at HRMC, you guys have been here for 4 weeks. This is your fourth week.
Yes.
You've gotten to experience a number of different departments or areas within the hospital. So both of you have had a little bit different track, but some similar. So just can you talk us through where you've been, like what departments you've been in, maybe what was your favorite or most interesting or most surprising story that you might have?
Okay. I can start. So I started in radiology. I was with respiratory therapy. I was with cardiac rehab. I was able to get over to the clinic. I was on the medical floor, the OB floor. I'll get to go into the emergency department, also in wound care. And I think one of my favorite things that I've gotten to see and experience, actually there's two. The first one was seeing the delivery, and then the second one was we had a major trauma come in, so to the emergency department, and I was with respiratory therapy that day, so we were there firsthand.
Definitely good experience understanding what those departments do.
Yes.
Is there anything that surprised you about what we do here as far as like being a smaller rural hospital, or anything that just kind of surprised you about a department that maybe you didn't really know much about before this?
I think what surprised me the most is just how intertwined the departments are and how much they rely on each other and how much you kind of work with each other every day. And I feel like in bigger facilities or hospitals, you don't necessarily see that. And so I think that was like the biggest surprise for me.
How about you, Jackson? What departments have you been in, and what's your favorite experience or most interesting experience?
Yeah, so I did a lot of the same experiences that Vanessa did, outside of some of the labor and delivery and some of the nursing rotations. But spent some time in radiology, looking at x-rays and CT scans and a couple MRIs. Spent some time in the pharmacy, kind of talking about how they interact with the rest of the hospital to get the meds where they need to be. Spent time in wound care and kind of the physician's clinic as well. Spent the majority of my time in physical therapy, working in the outpatient setting and in the inpatient setting. Even went on a couple like home health visits there as well. But I'd probably say the most like interesting or kind of like cool thing that I've kind of seen while here was just being able to see someone come in to the ER with a trauma, taking them into radiology, getting to see an x-ray, kind of see what's going on, then being able to see them in the inpatient setting, and then they have a surgery or some sort of orthopedic intervention, and then seeing them all the way through into physical therapy afterwards and stuff too. I think it's really been cool to kind of see that whole flow from one area to the other and stuff too, just to know how that patient's being taken care of and the team that's kind of behind that too. So
that is pretty cool to get to see that kind of from start to finish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. You may have even helped serve their food. Maybe yes. Not that.
Yes.
See the clinical departments. You got to help in the cafeteria.
Yes.
Yes.
So it definitely is the whole picture that you get of
exactly.
How hospital works, right? Plans in your future. Like, what's your aspiration? You know, Jackson, you've been doing some inpatient, some outpatient, some sports med. What do you feel like you want to end up doing?
Yeah, obviously physical therapy in South Dakota is kind of my end goal. I'd love to kind of move to the Brookings area and even get kind of hooked up into the sports med world with SDSU or even some high school teams and stuff around the area too. But I'm also very content working in a more of a rural setting and stuff too, and treating all ages of patients and stuff too. I want to be valued in the community and be able to really contribute to the best of my ability, so.
I am not quite sure if I will be heading back home or staying in South Dakota. As of now, I'm kind of leaning towards staying. As of now, I'm not quite sure what field of nursing I want to go into or what. I hope I learn that the next year. Hopefully make an impact and just help people.
And you have 1 year left.
Yes.
And Jackson, you have 2 years left.
Yep.
To finish PT.
Yep.
So you still have some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
exactly.
Like you're doing this tomorrow.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Rotation. Now, it was maybe a little bit of an unfair question. Also, like, so here on Community, I mean, you've been here for, it's and I know we've kept you plenty busy, but you got to go out and do a little bit of volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk to us a little bit about what you did, how you got to be involved in the community a little bit, and then other things that you learned about our community. It's so fun to hear from people who are maybe, you know, you're from a small town in South Dakota, but you're from California. What did you learn about our community? What did you find interesting or like about mm-hmm. our here on Community?
For me, it was probably just how diverse the population is here. I had never experienced that while I've lived in South Dakota, and it was kind of refreshing for me just because I've been used to that back home. For the when we got involved in the community, we painted the barrels at the state fair grounds to help out with the state fair and kind of help them prepare for that, so that was fun.
Yeah, so we did a community project this last week, painting some old barrels, kind of making them brand new for trash bins throughout the state fair, just to kind of promote trash to be kind of put in the right place to keep Huron, you know, as nice as it is and stuff too. The state fair can kind of be crazy and all over the place, obviously bringing in people from all over the state too. So it was kind of fun to be able to help out with such a big pastime in Huron with the state fair and stuff too. And then I'd say, like, kind of the biggest surprise or biggest, like, takeaway that I've gotten to, kind of what Vanessa said with just the diversity of the Huron population. It's really cool to see not only a diverse population, but also in, like, a rural area, and to kind of see how HRMC can serve that population and how you kind of work together with everyone to best serve that population mm-hmm. and to adjust things on the fly, too. It's been really cool and really fun to see that. So
we appreciate you guys being here. Vanessa, you're headed back. You have one more day
yes.
here tomorrow in
yes.
the ER, and then you are headed along. But Jackson, you'll be here with us for a couple more weeks finishing clinical rotation. So we're excited to have a couple more weeks with you and really appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.